Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the chief home officer. He's the guy who spends a lot of his time working with, helping, supporting people who are micropreneurs, the tiniest of small business, the smallest of small businesses especially. He's the author of a number of books on the topic, and as I say, he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Jeff, in a previous segment when I was telling the audience you were going to be here and what you specialize in and what we're going to talk about, I pointed out that I still have a small business, but it's not a tiny small business.
Right.
Now, you have a small business, and yours is kind of, even though you've been around a long time, you're still a party of one, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You like that. And so, but regardless of what size you are as a small business, I was just talking about, and I know my audience thinks I'm doing some cheerleading here when I talk about how cool it is, how cool it is to be in small business, charming small businesses are, the point I made was I think the thing that undergirds all that, that makes it so cool to be a small business owner, is the fact that whatever you have, whether it's great or not so great, whether it's problems or opportunities, they're yours. And if that's not appealing to you, if being prepared to take whatever comes your way and being happy to deal with it because you own it, if that's not appealing to you, if you're thinking of starting a small business right now, that's not the way to go. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you don't start a small business because you are not an entrepreneur at heart. You don't start a small business because you're not risk averse, because you're not impassioned, because you don't have the drive to do something on your own to achieve something better for yourself and for your legacy than you would if you were an employee. And I'll put down the caveat, though, or lay out the caveat, that I believe that entrepreneurs exist who also punch clocks. I believe that there are people who are, yeah, or what I call W-2ers, as opposed to 1099ers,
employees versus contractors.
Absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. I should get out of the speak here.
Yeah.
But yes, who are employees versus contractors, who dig what they do, and that's absolutely great. Okay, but you have to want it. As an entrepreneur, you really have to want it, and there is no greater reward than when you land the big fish, when you make the kill, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever metaphor you use. But it has to drive you. Monday morning, you have to want to get out of bed, and Friday afternoon, you've got to want to work late, or you have to be willing or desirous to say on Thursday, you know what, I'm taking the day off. I'm going to go hang with the family. I'm going to do something loose, because you have that freedom, and that's part of what we sign up for, to work long hours or to cut it short when we feel like it. So it's, you know, there's a lot of strengths, you know, an inherent, you know, dichotomy to the entrepreneur space, especially for the micropreneur like myself, where I don't have employees, not who are depending on me, but, you know, sometimes you have to set a role model. You got to be in that office. You got to be there amongst them. And it makes a big difference, and it really drives.
Actually change out of your pajamas, right?
Well, you know what? Sometimes I go, exactly. Get out of the pajamas.
It's hard to motivate people aside when you're wearing bunny slippers, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. You're the boss. Do we get bunny slippers too?
You know, seriously, folks, Jeff and I have a lot of fun about this, but we've both been in business about the same amount of time, a little over 20 years, and in business for ourselves, and our experiences are very similar. And the thing you talked about, having the freedom to work hard or not work hard, but here's the thing, you may surprise yourself at how hard you will want to work. I will tell them this, Jeff, and I know you agree with me. Don't become a small business owner if you don't want to work hard, because your business will grab hold of you and will demand certain performance out of you. If it's going to be successful, it will demand more performance out of you as an owner than you ever were as an employee.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You really, as an entrepreneur, and I would agree, I mean, it's kind of like the metaphor of being a parent that, you know, they say as a parent that it fills a hole in your heart that you never knew existed.
Right.
And as an entrepreneur, it fills a hole in your free time that you never knew you really had. But it also, it brings out of you, if you're a true entrepreneur, it brings out of you a drive that you may have known as an employee somewhere. And said, I've got to do it myself, which is what got me doing this in 1989. But you have to be willing to stand up to it and take on that responsibility when that awareness happens.
But you don't really think of it like, I mean, your words are absolutely accurate. But at the moment, you don't think of it as taking on responsibility. You think of it as... For me, it was the feeling that I've worked for someone else for 23 years. This belongs to me. And whatever it is or isn't, right. It will be up to me.
Absolutely.
That was such a compelling force. It still is, Jeff.
Right.
It is still such a compelling force that I get up every morning very early and go to work, and I can't wait to get to work, even after all these years.
What's interesting, though, is it almost becomes like breathing. And I don't want to say that we take it for granted or whatever, but we get up and we just do. You just do your work.
Yep.
You just do what's
yep.
taken. And, you know, good are the days that we sit back and you know, thank whatever power drives us or whatever power that put us in this position to say, you know what? I'm glad I am where I am. I'm glad in my instance, in my situation,
mm-hmm.
I've been able to raise three children, the daughter going off to college this summer, you know, that she's never seen early drop-off, never seen late stay, never
mm-hmm.
seen aftercare, always
mm-hmm.
come home to daddy and or mommy in the home.
Yeah.
And it's geared them and drive them to or driven them toward good grades and toward an appreciation, and who knows what it's driven them away from,
right?
In a negative sense, in the crazy world that we live in today. So,
well, I remember, you know, my kids were teenagers when I started my business, and are almost teenagers, and I was able to move my schedule around because I was the owner.
Right.
I was able to move my schedule around. I still had to do all the work. But I was able to move my schedule around and make all the games and most of the practices.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't have been able to do that had I been an employee. So that was pretty cool too. Jeff, hold on to that thought, folks. We're talking about the essence of entrepreneurship, the kinds of things that you need to feel if you really think you want to be a small business owner. Stand by 20 after. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you get there, and lots of other stuff there. Lots and lots of thousands and thousands of pieces of information you can read or listen to that will help you and organize pretty darn well, too, and getting better every day. So check it out. And, of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of Home Office Know-How, also Teleworking and Telecommuting, also Safe at Home, still an outstanding book. If you're setting up a home office, you got to buy that book, Safe at Home, to show you how to make sure your home is organized and safe, all the things that you do. You know, from physical to other things that you're doing in your home to make sure that you're well organized. Jeffrey, that's still an outstanding book. Tell them where they can find it.
All my content is available at chiefhomeofficer.com.
So check it out, folks. And you see Jeff's byline all over the internet. He's been doing work in this field for a long, long time. Jeffrey, we're talking about the idea, the real essence of being a small business owner. Now let's talk about, for the moment, the person who's highly motivated to feed his family or her family. Now, I have to tell you, in 1989, I'd been downsized twice. That was the second time in 18 months and through no fault of my own. I mean, I was, anyway, long story less long. And I said, I had the entrepreneurial sap was rising in my bark. There's no question about that. I wanted to do this, but I also had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Right.
And I had to do something. So I started my own business. Now, I have to tell you that even if the entrepreneurial sap wasn't rising in my bark, I still would have done that because I needed to feed my family. So I guess what I'm getting at is there are people out there who are starting businesses right now who may not have thought about a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, they might have thought they were going to be employees all their life. Now they're contemplating starting a business. I don't want you and I, you and me to, I don't want you and I to get these people thinking that if they don't feel it right now, that they can't do it. Because I think it is something you can acquire. I think it's something that somebody who always wanted to be an employee, now they're a business owner, or now they're starting a business, that I don't want them to think that they can't get into it and say, whoa, I think I'm onto something here.
Well, I think that I would agree, but I think there's a couple caveats to that. First off, you don't quit Friday and start Monday. You may be fired Friday and need to start Monday, but you don't quit Friday and start a small business Monday. The internet has made things. It's never been simpler to start a small business.
Yep.
With eBay and online sales and the really silly simple technology that's available to install your own shopping cart, create your own, well, in this order, create your own brand, your own website, install a shopping cart, and start selling product or services on the internet and collecting real money, as they say in the infomercials, for your product. And I'm not talking about, I mentioned infomercial, I'm not talking MLM and multi-level marketing and stuff like that. I'm talking about doing your own thing. But opportunities are out there. But I would disagree that you have to want it. You can't say, hey, maybe entrepreneur could be cool. You know, you there's something in you that has to be more than just touching your.
But don't you think? But don't you think you can initially be motivated to feed your family and start something? Use your skills in the marketplace, and then find out. You know what? I love this.
I mean, hunger.
See, I knew
I would.
See, you and I knew we were going to love it before we started it.
Right.
Because it was already in our head.
Right.
In our heart. But if you didn't feel that way, don't you think that that's something that down the road, 6 months, a year later, when you're thinking, okay, I'm going to start a business and then do this for a while and then go get a real job, that if you start out that way and then you said, wait a minute, I never want to do anything else. That can happen to you.
Well, this can happen.
But here's my caveat. If you get down the road a ways, even if you're having some success and you haven't found that gear, you haven't found that feeling, the charm isn't hitting you, then I think you're in trouble. Then you may wind up being a successful small business owner because you know how to buy and sell, but you won't be a happy one.
Well, you have to be impassioned and you have to want to do it. And there are those people who do exactly as you say. They'll go into it because maybe they were laid off or maybe they quit a job because they weren't happy at the job. And they get a business card that says in no uncertain terms, consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 18 to 24 months, a better gig comes along or they're not happy with what they're doing. Then, you know, maybe you need to look in your heart and see what's going on. By the same token, you know, we've said before on your show that entrepreneurship is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
That's right.
And I've written stories about the fact that, you know, entrepreneurs at 3 to 5 to 7 years will hit a brick wall. And they say, okay, what am I doing? Why am I here?
And 20. Don't forget 22.
And 20, yeah, exactly. And 20, you're too far gone. But you know, but there are these roadblocks, these mental roadblocks that come to bear that you really need to stay atop and be cognizant of and aware of that this can happen.
Yep.
But you know what? At its root, you have the opportunity. Anybody out there, and to validate your point, anybody out there has the opportunity to start a small business, whether you're an employee. And don't think you have to quit or be fired to be an entrepreneur and start your own business. You can do it on the side. You can do it from, you know, 5 p.m. to 9
p.m. But the main thing, Jeff, is if it's not pretty darn cool to you that this belongs to me, warts and all, if that either beginning in the beginning or in a pretty short time, does it become something that's so cool you can't stand it, then you're probably not going to be happy as a business owner. Give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Pretty cool guy there, Jeffrey Zabar is. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job.
Jim, thank you so
much.
See
you next time. Jeff Zabar, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.